The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. People on social media might have noticed in recent days and weeks a hashtag cropping up in their timelines. Hashtag body hair or hashtag body hair don't care. Apparently, about 50% of respondents as well to a survey across the pond have said they've felt a reduced need to be groomed over the last 18 months. I know Dove's latest TV ad shows women with all sorts of underarms, hairy to dyed and smooth to tattooed. Well, Shivani Rourke is a presenter with TG Cahir and she's a youth coordinator with Conra na Gaeilge and joins me now. Shiva, you're welcome to the show. You are one of these women who has felt a reduced need to use the razor, is that right?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. I've kind of let it all grow out.
Completely? Have you binned the razor altogether or are there still times you might take it out?
No, I think for certain occasions, if I'm getting dressed up to go somewhere, then I might shave the legs or something. But it would have to be for a special occasion now because I just don't really think to care or to think about it anymore. I know I've been doing this for over 18 months. I've been doing it for about 2.5 years now, is when I kind of backed away from the kind of grooming schedule that I used to have.
So this wasn't a COVID thing for you. So to take me back 2.5 years ago, like, was it a thing that it just happened naturally and then you thought, oh, you know what, I this actually isn't that bad. I'm just going to leave it. Or did you make a conscious decision, you know what, no more?
So first it was accidental. I was in a relationship. I was much more comfortable with myself. I, you know, wasn't as being as strict with myself and how I presented myself, just very comfortable and confident in myself. And I realized I'd let my body hair grow probably to the longest it's ever been, probably since it started growing on me. And I realized that I really didn't like the look of especially my underarm hair. It kind of like I was almost revulsed by it. And I really didn't like that I had revulsion towards my own body, something that just grew on me naturally. So I kind of took it upon myself that I wanted to combat that thought. I didn't like that. I wanted to reclaim that narrative in my own head of how I looked to myself. Okay. So I kind of let it figuratively grow on me and, you know, get used to how it looked in the mirror. And now it doesn't bother me whatsoever. It was kind of like you know, exposure. I had to expose myself to it and I just got comfortable with it.
How long did that take? I mean, how long before you were no longer, sounds an awful thing to say, but how long before you were no longer repulsed when you looked down at your hairy legs?
I would say it took maybe 6 months for myself to get comfortable with it. And then, but another 6 months before I stopped caring what other people thought of it. Because, you know, you do sometimes get glances. Look, I'm not saying it's the most outrageous thing in the world to have hair on your body. But, you know, you did get the odd glance. If you were at the beach, if you had your hands up, if you were wearing a sleeveless top and you were out and you put your hands up, you would get a few glances and stuff. And it took me a while to stop caring that other people were looking. Now I'd be like, what are they looking at? Before I remember, oh, people aren't used to seeing that kind of thing.
Is that your honest reaction now? Is if someone does look at it and you can tell, you know, they're a little, I don't know, squeamish maybe is probably too strong.
Well, it's more of a double take.
The double take, that doesn't bother you at all?
No, not at all anymore. Not at all. I wasn't used to seeing it. You know, if you'd asked me 4 years ago, I probably would have done a double take 4 years ago. You know, I probably wouldn't have been used to it either. And I'm not saying that they're being severely judgmental. They're just not used to seeing it maybe every day. So it is sometimes unusual for some people to see it, especially, you know, in the time of social media and the era that we're in right now. You don't see a lot of it online. You don't see a lot of it on women. And yeah.
Is this a personal thing, Shiva, for you, or would you like to see less pressure on women in general to continually shave their body hair?
A bit of both. I really felt it was empowering for myself to change the way that I saw myself. So it was a personal thing, but I also really would love for women to ask themselves why they do it. Now, it's not for everyone, and I do not judge anyone for shaving and removing their hair. I love a smooth leg at times as well. But I'd love for them to just sit with the question themselves and say, why do I feel the need to do it? And if they're okay with, or if they would like to shave, then maybe that they could just question, why sometimes don't I like when other people choose not to remove their body hair as well? It's just down to personal preference. And I'd really like if people could understand that.
And you talk about like the second glances you might get at the beach or if you're out and you put your arms up in the air and people see it. I mean, has there been much positive feedback? Have many women come up to you and said, you know what, more power to you? I wish I had the courage to do it.
Oh, definitely. There's been loads of positive feedback. And a lot of my friends and, you know, my friends, if they've kind of let it go for 3 weeks, they're like, oh, look, I'm kind of doing a bit of you today, you know.
And, you sorry, know, have yeah. any followed suit? Have any looked at you and thought, you know, have you provided inspiration for them?
Maybe not permanently, but for a few months, maybe.
All right. OK, for a few months. And is there a demographic difference, like in terms of the age profile of women and their reaction?
I would think young girls definitely wouldn't be into leaving the body hair as it is, because I just think like that's the age when I started to remove my body hair, when I was about 13 or 14. And like the pressure I felt.
Yeah.
And like I didn't even consider it an option, not being able to shave. Like I felt restricted in what I could do and what I could wear. Oh, no, I actually can't wear that, or I can't take my jumper off in this situation because I haven't shaved. And I feel like there's so much pressure at that young age. Yeah. Not
it's a confidence thing as well, isn't it? Because I just struck the very first thing you said was about how you were more confident in yourself in a relationship and everything. Your confidence is always kind of shaky when you're kind of in
course.
Your late teens, early 20s.
You want to be like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, you're not looking for a reason to stand out at that age, you know, so maybe it's something that we need to teach more in, probably from primary school upwards, you know, that like we know we all learn about puberty. It all starts happening in primary school. We need to learn that it's completely natural to let it actually just stay there. You don't have to strip yourself of every single, you know, piece of hair on your body.
Yeah, well, listen, plenty of people texting in along those lines saying more power to you, Shiva. It's been a pleasure speaking to you and thanks for taking the time. Shiva Ní Ruaidhre, presenter with TG Cathair, and she's a youth coordinator with Conradh na Gael.